station.
Clearly, we're in the middle of the worst ever act of terrorism directed at the United States on domestic soil.
Oh, my God, the building fell. The South building just crumbled from the top. Oh, my God.
There's no words to describe what's going on out there. I mean, these bodies just coming a half hour later, still coming out of the goddamn sky. Devastating.
Some people are calling it the worst terrorist attack in the history of humankind, and many are equating it to the 1941 attack on Pearl Harbor. The magnitude of Tuesday's terrorist attacks still sinking in, and there's a lot during these early morning hours which remains unclear and probably will remain unclear for some time. We do know that the death toll could total in the tens of thousands.
300 firefighters have been lost, at least 32 police officers missing, scores of Port Authority employees missing, potentially thousands of Trade Center occupants dead. The mayor said he has now spoken to the families of some of the fire department brass confirmed dead, and he had this to tell them.
Explained to them that they were working very hard and they were working at what they love to do, and I'm sure their efforts will end up having saved other lives. And their families can be very proud of them.
Fire Commissioner Tom Van Essen, filled with grief, could barely speak about his lost friends at the press briefings. The mayor will again brief the press and the public in the morning as the recovery effort continues all night. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds at the Mayor's Command Center.
If you're looking for a lost loved one, the NYPD has set up two new numbers, and they are 866-856-4167. That's 866-856-4167 or 212-741-4626. That 212-741-4626. Winds News Time 201, and here's Jude Tomillo with a look at traffic.
Chris, looking at the George Washington Bridge on the 1010 Winds Jam Cam, very light traffic on the outbound upper level, the only level right now that is open on the George Washington Bridge. The lower deck is closed off at this time. Holland Lincoln Tunnel still closed in both directions. We have closures of the Brooklyn, Manhattan, and Williamsburg bridges to go along with the Brooklyn Battery Tunnel. That's in both directions. Going back to Manhattan, you may not use the Queens Midtown Tunnel or the 59th Street Bridge. The Triborough Bridge is also closed in the Manhattan-bound direction. We can tell you the Throgs Neck and the Whitestone bridges are open in both directions. South on the Van Wyck, a closure from the Grand Central to the Nassau Expressway. The westbound Belt Parkway closed at Kennedy Airport. Traffic on the service road. And the westbound LIE is closed out of Nassau County straight out to the Midtown Tunnel. So coming back from Nassau into Queens, go with the Northern or the Southern State Parkways. In New Jersey, closures of eastbound Route 4 in Englewood along with eastbound 46 in the Fort Lee area. Northbound 1 and 9 closed the Pulaski Skyway. Limited path service to New Jersey. New Jersey Transit limited New York City service. Metro North LIRR service hoping to be normal for today. While subway service south of Canal Street shut down. And no air service, of course, until at least 12 noon. I'm Jude Tomillo. Shadow traffic on 1010 Winds.
Winds News Time 203. We're going to go live now to 1010 Winds reporter Lisa Evers, who's in Lower Manhattan. Lisa?
Yeah, first let me give you a little bit of a description of where I'm at. Everybody knows where Stuyvesant High School is on the West Side Highway, that walkway. I'm looking south in the direction of where the World Trade Center towers once stood. And all I see as I look right down the West Side Highway here is another pile of rubble. It's apparently that skywalk that existed between Battery Park City and the World Trade Center going over the West Side Highway. And there's a number of cranes, construction-type cranes, that are trying to pry open some of that rubble. I'm told that they believe that there are some people on the other side who cannot get out. And this is an incredible scene here, this rescue staging area. What we have is police department emergency service unit personnel going in. We have the firefighters who are going in large numbers, covered with soot, covered with dust, exhausted. Their eyes rim from red because the air down here is that acrid with that dust that is everywhere. There are people going around with trays of coffee and sandwiches as these exhausted workers come out. They take a quick little something to eat, and then they go back in. But it's an amazing scene of rescue that's going on here. And a lot of these workers that have been at it since early this morning, they say they're just taking a quick break, have a sandwich, have a cup of coffee, and then they're heading back in. But thousands of firefighters, police officers, we have people coming in from all over the tri-state area, many, many units from Long Island, New Jersey, all over Westchester County, County, Rockland County, coming in, trying to help with the situation. And it's an amazing effort that's going on. A lot of the buildings are without power down here. The only lights we have are coming from these generators with this artificial light that's giving it a stage-like quality, a surreal-like quality here. But the bravery of the people that are going in to try and rescue those who we hope to God are still alive there is just beyond words, beyond comprehension. And police officer, I'm almost done with my live shot, officer. I'll move right behind the barrier in just a moment. Thank you. And what we're doing, I mean, it's incredible the effort that's here. A lot of vehicles moving in, a lot of vehicles moving out, heavy construction equipment coming in to try and move some of the rubble. And understand that for these rescuers, this is not a stable situation. They're putting their lives at risk as they go in and try to save others, because with a rubble, with a collapse, building collapses like this, I still see smoke coming up, billowing into the sky. There's still apparently some fire in some parts of this catastrophe. They're putting themselves at risk because this is a very shaky situation. And even though we've been told officially they're waiting for the buildings to be shored up tomorrow, there's still a lot of brave people going in there tonight trying to rescue people. So it's very inspiring on that regard, a little bit to offset the terrible, terrible tragedy, sadness, and grief that we're all feeling. Lisa Evers, 1010 Winds, reporting live from the West Side Highway and Chamber Street rescue staging area.
All right, Lisa, Winds News Time 206. Mayor Giuliani's vowing the U.S. will hunt down those responsible for the attacks. The mayor says he witnessed the horror at the World Trade Center.
I have no doubt that we're going to find out who's responsible for this and that we're going to make an example out of them. And I believe that ultimately the strength of American democracy will prevail. We have to have confidence in ourselves now, and we have to have a sense that our government, a government of democracy and laws, is the future of this world, not this kind of horrible, awful, inhumane way of acting. And I'm sure we'll find out who's responsible for it and make an example out of them.
The mayor continues to urge New Yorkers to remain calm and is asking anybody who's downtown to leave that area and move uptown. Winds News Time 207. Trying to grasp the magnitude of the tragedy, workers at area hospitals with the help of medical teams from across the country are making efforts to save whatever lives they possibly can.
At the closest trauma center to the World Trade Center, that's St. Vincent's Hospital, there's been a slow trickle of patients coming in this evening. Only 327, that's the last official number that was released. The hospital was expecting thousands. Now, among that 327, 57 are police and fire department members who are among the injured. Three people are also dead. Hospital officials are still hoping that people will be brought in on the overnight and tomorrow for treatment. Now, injuries have ranged from crushing to severe burns, eye lacerations, and then to both smoke and dust inhalation. Most of those brought in this evening have been cops and firemen. Terry Sheridan, 1010 Winds at St. Vincent's Hospital.
Winds News Time 208. There's a report up to 800 people are missing after the hijacked jetliner crashed into the Pentagon yesterday. Nevertheless, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld says the Pentagon is functioning, adding it will be in business later today. Police say they've received calls from people trapped in the rubble at the World Trade Center. Mayor Giuliani says the number of dead will be in the thousands.
All over Lower Manhattan, people ran for their lives, many screaming hysterically, while others watched in disbelief as the two burning World Trade Center towers came crumbling down to the ground. Debris settled on everything below Chamber Street. These sanitation workers were among the first people to arrive at the scene. Like so many others, they watched in shock as they witnessed the unthinkable.
Well, the people were jumping out of the buildings. It was a big hole in the building from the first plane. It was a big gaping gashing hole, and they were just falling out, throwing themselves out. You know, they didn't want to die in the flames.
People holding hands when they were going to get burnt and just jumped out of the building.
You saw people arm in arm jumping out?
Just holding hands, eight of them, and just held hands and just came right down the 80 floors.
Every now and then you'd hear a gasp from the people watching this incident, and knew another body was coming down.
When the buildings collapsed, the debris rained down onto the emergency service workers and the people they were treating at the triage centers below, killing dozens, according to several firefighters that we spoke to. Steve Kastenbaum, Baum, 1010, Winds News.
Winds News time, 209. Shipments of blood, as you might expect, are coming in from all across the country for victims of the attack. The first shipment to arrive by air due overnight at Teterboro Airport. The city has issued an urgent plea for help donating blood.
Let me make this clear. Your blood is desperately needed, just not now. The people at the American Red Cross Blood Center say if you're a negative blood type or O positive, you can show up at West 67th in Amsterdam at 8 a.m. Other blood types will be taken later. Volunteer Bonnie Long.
We need volunteers of any kind, social workers, construction, clerical, anything. We need you desperately. Drivers.
You can stop by any time to pick up an application. Bottle Molek 1010 Winds at Amsterdam Avenue and West 67th Street.
Winds News Time 210. With the attack coming during the morning rush, many commuters found themselves stranded when the bridges and tunnels were closed down and the subway also shut down.
People are milling around on the streets of Brooklyn. They can't get into Manhattan because the subway system has been shut down. Everyone has just about given up trying to get to work, but some people who left Manhattan were kicked off the subway on their way home, like Samantha Carfee of Queens, who was in Lower Manhattan, got out and has been stranded at the Rockaway Avenue subway stop in Brooklyn.
I was there not when they collapsed. I was on the train, but when the planes hit them, and we could feel it in my office. I'm on my way home. I'm trying to get home. I'm in Queens, and I can't even get a phone to call and let my parents know I'm okay.
That's because people can't use their cell phones to call home, so pay phones have big lines. Mona Rivera, 1010 Winds in Brooklyn.
Meantime, U.S. officials have begun piecing together a case linking Osama bin Laden to the attack, aided by an intercept of communications between his supporters and cell phone calls from victims aboard the jetliners before they crashed. Sources say the FBI is preparing to search locations in Broward County in southern Florida and Daytona Beach in central Florida. Those locations had links to the suspected bin Laden supporter on the jet communique. Winds News Time 211. It's going to be a tough morning commute, and here's Jude DeMille from Shadow Traffic.
Yes, Chris, on the major Deegan Expressway, we are still seeing closures on the southbound side around 230th Street. The southbound Henry Hudson Parkway has been closed off of the Henry Hudson Parkway Bridge. As for the FDR Drive, we are closed in both directions between the Battery Park Underpass and the UM. The West Side Highway is open both ways between 14th Street and the George Washington Bridge. Speaking of which, the outbound upper deck is moving at this time. Very light traffic coming across the span on the Jam Cam. The lower deck is closed off, and of course, the Holland and Lincoln Tunnel, still with no traffic being allowed in or out of the city. Closures of the Brooklyn, the Manhattan, the Williamsburg bridges in both directions to go along with the Brooklyn Battery Tunnel. In Queens, the westbound Long Island Expressway closed from the Douglaston Parkway out to the Queens Midtown Tunnel. Coming over from Nassau to Queens, use the northern or southern state parkways. In New Jersey, eastbound 80 within the express lanes closed, exit 62 onto the George Washington Bridge. Jersey Turnpike, only problem we have right now is that you may not enter or exit the turnpike at exit 13. As we check the 1010 Winds Transit Desk, New Jersey Transit has limited New York City service, limited path service into New Jersey at this time. Metro North and Long Island Railroad promising a normal rush hour for later today. The subway south of Canal Street remains shut down. Staten Island Ferry service only open to emergency services and will remain closed to the public through later today. Alternate side parking rules are going to be suspended for today and national air traffic suspended till at least 12 noon. I'm Jude Tumillo, Shadow Traffic on 1010 Winds.
Winds News Time 213. It's been a difficult time for everybody. In an emotional news conference, here's New York City Fire Commissioner Tom Von Essen.
We lost people that have given over 40 years. Commissioner Feehan has had every job in the department. Probably the most valuable person in the department. When I got this job, the mayor and Commissioner Safer said, make sure you keep Bill Feehan. I haven't regretted that one day.
Over 300 firefighters are missing. Two Port Authority police officers have been pulled alive from the rubble. Mayor Giuliani says a couple of hundred police officers are missing. The hotline for information on firefighters and EMS personnel is 718-999-2541. Once again, the hotline for information on firefighters and EMS personnel, 718-999-2541. President Bush, who began his day in Florida speaking with schoolchildren, ended it at the White House after crisscrossing the country. Tuesday evening from the Oval Office, the president said the U.S. was attacked because our country is a beacon of freedom.
Thousands of lives were suddenly ended by evil, despicable acts of terror. The pictures of airplanes flying into buildings, fires burning, huge structures collapsing, have filled us with disbelief. terrible sadness and a quiet, unyielding anger.
The president said, quote, today our nation saw evil, the very worst of human nature. Winds News Time 214. 1010 Winds reporter Al Jones spoke to some of the people who made it out of the World Trade Center before the towers collapsed.
In the first hour after the explosion and collapse of the Twin Towers, folks like Tom Colden stumbling down the street, covered in ash. He was at his desk on the 64th floor of One World Trade Center when the plane hit and the ceiling came down.
What was it like up there on your floor? Was it just pandemonium?
Now, Colden credits two firefighters with helping him and others go down the steps and out to safety. Colden only hopes that his two rescuers manage to rescue themselves. Al Jones, 1010 Winds in Lower Manhattan.
More in this live special report. This is a CNN radio special report. I'm Lee Guerin. The FBI is getting search warrants for locations in South Florida and Daytona Beach as a result of today's investigation into the terrorist attacks in Manhattan and Washington, D.C. Janine Alley, an eyewitness and survivor who was the second World Trade Center building when it was hit, says the firefighters and police officers in New York are true heroes, many giving up their lives.
You're fleeing, and they were literally running into the building, and I think that was the most devastating. When the towers collapsed, you knew that there were hundreds and hundreds of people in there trying to save other people's lives that probably lost their own.
Over 300 firemen are believed dead. 78 police officers are missing. Mayor Rudy Giuliani says of the deaths, when the final numbers are in, they will be more than we can bear. He also said there are still people in the debris who are alive, many using cell phones to call for help. This is a CNN radio special report.
And you're listening to 1010 Winds. Winds News Time 216. U.S. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld made a point of saying he was at the Pentagon, the site of one of the attacks. The nation's defense secretary declared the Pentagon will be in business today. With him was the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, General Henry Shelton, who called those responsible for the attacks fanatics and says they'll be found.
I extend my condolences to the entire Department of Defense families, military and civilian, and to the families of all those throughout our nation who lost loved ones.
Secretary Rumsfeld was in his office when the aircraft that slammed into the Pentagon hit the opposite side of the building. He just rung there after hearing of the Trade Center attack. Winds News Time 217. CNN producer Rosie Arce witnessed the horror of people falling, jumping from the Twin Towers.
I'm about a block away, and there were several people that were hanging out the windows right below where the plane crashed when suddenly you saw the top of the building start to shake, and people began leaping from the windows in the north side of the building. You saw two people at first plummet, and then a third one, and then the entire top of the building just blew up, and splinters of debris are falling on the street. Where I'm right now, there's a thick plume of smoke, and you can see crowds of people, including emergency service workers and police officers, running from the scene, screaming, and there's a school nearby where there were kids in the schoolyard. That has been emptied out, and they're running up the street now, too.
A number of social health and mental health agencies have set up phone numbers for people to get information or counseling. People searching for missing loved ones are directed to call the New York City Bureau of Labs at 212-447-2998, 212-447-2998. And, of course, there's a severe blood shortage. If you'd like to donate blood, call the American Red Cross at 1-800-HELP-NOW, 1-800-HELP-NOW, or 1-800-933-BLOOD for locations. Israeli Foreign Minister Shimon Peres says the attacks were tantamount to a declaration of war.
It was not an attack only upon America, but an attack upon civilization, an attempt to introduce the rules of jungle in our life, not to permit people to fly freely, to walk safely, to be assured at the places they live.
Perez says the terrorist attacks were attacks against all of humanity. Winds News Time 218. The wife of U.S. Solicitor General Theodore Olson was aboard the jetliner that crashed into the Pentagon and was able to call her husband as the plane was being hijacked. Barbara Olson, a familiar face on the cable news channels and a frequent guest on Larry King Live, was a former congressional investigator and aide. Olson was on American Airlines Flight 77 that left Dulles International Airport heading to Los Angeles. CNN correspondent Tim O'Brien reports.
Barbara Olson told Ted the following story, that all the passengers were herded to the back of the plane, including the flight personnel, including including the pilot. And the only weapons she mentioned were knives and cardboard cutters. You would think if there were a machine gun or any other kind of gun that she would have mentioned that.
Winds News Time 219. Explosions resounded north of the Afghan capital near its airport early today, hours after the devastating terror attacks here. The United States, however, quickly denied any involvement in the violence in Afghanistan. That's the country that's been shielding Osama bin Laden, who's the prime suspect at this point. A U.S. official, speaking on condition of anonymity, said the fighting in Kabul appears to be rocket attacks by opposition rebels in response to the attack on a rebel leader on Sunday. The insurgents blamed the attempt on the ruling Taliban, a hardline Islamic group. You're listening to coverage here on 1010 Winds of the terrorist attack on America. 1010 Winds, WINS, New York.
Oh, my God, the building fell. The South Building just crumbled from the top.
Imagine anything worse than this.
Is that the second building of the World Trade Center going down?
Yes, that is the second. That is the second tower. That is the second tower.
It's a huge plume of smoke that came out of the middle of the building, and then the building just disappeared in the smoke.
Just to recap what's been happening here, rescue workers are digging for bodies as New York City begins to recover from the attack that toppled the World Trade Center Twin Towers. Lower Manhattan looks like a war zone with bodies lying in the street and blood and steel beams blocking roads. A hazy brownish-gray cloud is hanging over the financial district. The attack on the World Trade Center was part of a terrorist spree that began when a hijacked American Airlines jet crashed into the North Tower at 8:45 yesterday morning. 18 minutes later, a second hijacked jet crashed into the South Tower. A third hijacked jet crashed into the Pentagon in Washington, and a fourth crashed outside of Pittsburgh. The 110-story Twin Towers were both collapsed by 10:30 yesterday morning, and an adjoining 47-story building at 7 World Trade Center came down some 8 hours later. Winds News Time 2:21. We'll find out about traffic now. Here's Jude Tamillo.
Well, Chris, taking a look at the George Washington Bridge on the 1010 Winds, Panasonic Jam Cam, the outbound upper deck is open to traffic. The lower deck remains closed off. Holland and Lincoln tunnels still closed in both directions. On northbound 440 in New Jersey, we are still closed in the Perth Amboy area, and there is no access to the Staten Island bound Goblins Bridge, Bayonne Bridge, or Outer Bridge crossing. On the Verrazano Bridge, the Brooklyn bound upper deck is closed too for traffic. As far as the Throgs Neck Bridge and Whitestone Bridges are concerned, they're open both ways. It is the Triborough Bridge that is closed back into Manhattan, along with the Midtown Tunnel and 59th Street Bridge. What's closed both ways? The Brooklyn, Manhattan, and Williamsburg Bridges to go along with the Brooklyn Battery Tunnel. And then in Queens, south on the Van Wyck, all lanes closed from the Grand Central out to the Nassau Expressway. In New Jersey, you may not enter or exit the turnpike at exit 13. Mass Transit from the 1010 Winds Transit Desk. New Jersey Transit has limited New York City service, limited path service going to New Jersey. We have Metro North and the Long Island Railroad saying full service for later today. The subways are not running south of Canal Street. Staten Island Ferry service only open to emergency services and will remain closed to the public until at least tomorrow. Alternate side parking rules are going to be suspended for later today. And, of course, all national air traffic is suspended until at least 12 noon. I'm Jude Tamillo, Shadow Traffic on 1010 Winds.
Winds News Time 2:23. As night fell, New York City moved past the nightmarish scenes of people on fire jumping from buildings and braced itself for more pain, and that's the picking through the rubble for the dead and the injured. Mayor Giuliani witnessed the collapse of one of the towers of the World Trade Center and at one point says he found himself in danger.
I was in Midtown Manhattan, and I rushed down and saw a good deal of it with my own eyes. Saw the damage that was done to the World Trade Center. Saw people jumping from the top of the building. And then we were in 75 Barclay Street, where we set up a temporary command post, and then we were hit by the debris from the collapse of the Trade Center and were trapped in the building for a short while, then had to evacuate.
The mayor urging New Yorkers not to act on any feelings of anger and vowing that those responsible will be tracked down and will be brought to justice. We're going to go live now to 1010 Winds reporter Lisa Evers. Lisa?
And let me tell you, I'm here on West Side Highway at Vesey Street, and what was once the Skywalk across the West Side Highway joining Battery Park City and the financial building there with the World Trade Center across the West Side Highway is a completely huge pile of rubble. It's collapsed. There's numerous construction cranes that are trying to dig holes through. What rescuers are telling me is they're trying to poke through holes in this just incredible pile of rubble to try and make room so that they can get in with and see if there's any survivors there, and if there are, get to them and get them out and get them the help that they need. But this is an incredibly active rescue scene. Hundreds and hundreds of firefighters here, hundreds and hundreds of police officers. There's also a great deal of help from police and firefighters from outside the city, from the tri-state area here. And the job that they're doing to have to deal with this and cope with this and the conditions is really amazing. The air is really foul because there's all this dust from the explosions that is still in the air. There's dirt and mud everywhere. Water on the street has turned the dust into just rivers of mud on the street that they have to contend with. And maybe you can hear in the background some of the heavy-duty construction equipment that's going back and forth, trying to move away some of the rubble. But it's just unbelievable to look at the spot where the World Trade Center towers once were, and they're just simply not there now. You just see the outline of some of the remnants of what remains of the lower floors of the building. There's a lot of smoke, there's a lot of dust, and a tremendous amount of activity as they just try to dig and dig and dig and do what they can to try and get out anyone that they can. But it's a devastating scene from an area that was once so vibrant and so lively. It's very, very sad to look at this and to just imagine what it's like inside. Lisa Evers, 1010 Winds, reporting live from the World Trade Center.
Okay, Lisa, Winds News Time 226. Hope of finding survivors, of course, in the rubble is being fueled by reports of cell phone calls being made from trapped victims. Police Commissioner Carrick says rescuers already determined there were some people alive in two buildings downtown. A police source says police received phone calls from people who are trapped inside the Twin Towers on their cell phones. 1010 Winds reporter John Montone experienced the same frightening moments as thousands of other New Yorkers as he was dangerously close to the World Trade Center during the attack.
Stu Morell of Glenrock was late for a meeting at the World Trade Center, and so he is alive. I was turned away by a doorman near the World Trade Center minutes before the first tower collapsed. A police helicopter circled that tower as people waved out the windows. Then came the great collapse. The people inside gone. The helicopter gone. Up on Broadway, there was a stampede. Hundreds of us ran from the volcano of bricks and thick, blinding soot. We went into a building where the dust was so thick and the hall was so crowded, it seemed only a matter of minutes before we would all die. We didn't. Someone found the door and we got out, into what looked like nuclear winter, 3 to 4 inches of soot, with people gasping for air, crying, walking around in shock. John Montone, 1010 Winds News.
Winds News Time 227. Air traffic across the country was halted for the first time in history. The Federal Aviation Administration ordered all outbound flights to be grounded. The FAA said the ban will not be lifted until today at noon at the earliest. No school today for children in New York City.
New York City schools will not reopen until at least Thursday to give principals and staff members time to develop grief counseling and crisis intervention teams. Kids who lost someone in the tragedy or were traumatized will have a chance to talk about it with trained counselors when they come back. Tevin Taylor, a 9-year-old whose school in Brooklyn is not far from the Twin Towers, saw smoke filling his classroom, waited 4 hours for his mom to come and get him. And was he glad to see her?
When I saw her, I cheered, and then I went to my mother. I hugged her. And then I hugged her.
And you hugged him?
Oh, yeah, I gave him a big hug and kiss, squeezed his ears like I normally do. So it was a relief.
Now with a day off, schools are urging parents to talk with their kids about this tragedy. Mona Rivera, 1010, Winds News.
Winds News Time 228. Victor Levine, a political science professor at Washington University in St. Louis, is also an expert on suspected terror mastermind Osama bin Laden, who's believed to be the prime suspect. He says, while we don't know who carried out the attacks, the overall plan has the hallmark of bin Laden. He also says the U.S. must be very careful in how it might retaliate.
You don't retaliate until you have an address. This one doesn't have an address yet. We're not quite sure, you know, who was involved, what was involved, how many were involved. We're not even sure that it was Osama bin Laden, although he's the most likely suspect.
Levine says a government like Iraq would have no problem finding willing pilots to carry out such attacks. Winds News Time 229. The Postal Service has suspended mail collection from blue post office boxes today in Manhattan, Brooklyn, and Queens. Anybody wishing to mail items must bring them to a post office facility. Mayor Giuliani says thousands of people are still missing in the World Trade Center collapse and says a couple of hundred firefighters and police officers are listed as missing and says thousands of people who worked in the Twin Towers also reported missing. The mayor stopped short, saying the people are feared dead. There have been telephone calls. Mayor Giuliani says a caller on a cell phone said he was with other victims, including a police officer. During the day, about 2,000 people have been treated at area hospitals, more than that now, and triage centers set on the streets of Lower Manhattan. The number for information on firefighters and EMS personnel, 718-999-2541. Once again, the number for information on firefighters and EMS personnel, 718-999-2541. Susan Richard will be back here after this live special report. I'm Chris Riley on 1010 Winds, WINS New York, and Infinity Broadcasting Station.
This is a CNN radio special report. I'm Maria Boynton. A day of unimaginable horror in the United States.
It was like being in downtown Beirut in America.
It began Tuesday morning at 8:45 Eastern when a hijacked plane slammed into one of the two towers of the World Trade Center in New York City. Minutes later, 9:03, a second jet slammed into the second tower. The FAA shut down every airport the first time that has ever happened. Then at 9:45 Eastern, an explosion at the Pentagon hit by another hijacked plane. Further west in Pennsylvania, another hijacked airliner goes down. President Bush vows the U.S. will find and punish those behind the evil acts.
The search is underway for those who are behind these evil acts. I've directed the full resources of our intelligence and law enforcement communities to find those responsible and to bring them to justice.
This is a CNN Radio special report. Determining the number of lives lost in Tuesday's terror attacks in New York and Washington could take weeks. There were 266 people aboard the airliners used in the attacks, with no known survivors. At the Pentagon, about 800 people are believed dead or injured. There were thousands inside the World Trade Center when its two towers were hit. As federal authorities search locations in Florida for supporters of suspected terrorist mastermind Osama bin Laden, former U.S. Defense Secretary William Cohen says he expected this would happen at some point.
Was I surprised? The answer is no. We have known for some time that Osama bin Laden and other organizations have targeted the United States abroad and at home.
Cohen speaking to CNN's Larry King Live. There were explosions, but it still remains unclear if there has been fighting in the capital of Afghanistan. That country is shielding suspected terrorist Osama bin Laden. The U.S., Taliban leaders, and rebel forces all deny a role in any fighting. I'm Maria Boynton. This is the CNN Radio Network.
Winds News Time at 2:32. We're a minute late, but that's okay. Let's check traffic and transit now with Jude Tumillo.
All right, Susan, as we check out some of the road conditions in Queens, south on the Van Wyck, we are closed off from the Grand Central Parkway out to the Nassau Expressway. The westbound Long Island Expressway is still closed from the Douglasson Parkway straight out to the Queens Midtown Tunnel. The Midtown Tunnel and the 59th Street Bridge remain closed off into Manhattan. They are open into Queens. The Triborough Bridge is also closed in the Manhattan-bound direction, and all lanes are open either way via the Throgs Neck and the Whitestone Bridges. The Brooklyn, Manhattan, and Williamsburg bridges closed off in both directions to go along with the Brooklyn Battery Tunnel. In New Jersey, the northbound car and truck lanes of the Jersey Turnpike have been reopened at exit 11. You may not enter or exit the turnpike at exit 13. And construction, I make that a closure of eastbound 80 within the express lanes from exit 62 onto the George Washington Bridge. The local lanes are closed off at 95 and Fort Lee. And on the George Washington Bridge itself, it's the outbound upper deck that's open. The lower deck is closed off. Holland and Lincoln tunnels still closed. Closed in both directions. As far as the 1010 Winds Transit Desk, New Jersey Transit has limited New York City service, limited path service now to New Jersey. Metro North and the Long Island Railroad saying they'll have normal service for later today. All subway service south of Canal Street remains shut down. Staten Island Ferry service also open to emergency services and will remain closed to the public at least through today. Alternate sign parking rules are going to be suspended for today. And, of course, national air traffic remains suspended till at least 12 noon. I'm Jude Tumillo, Shadow Traffic on 1010 Winds.
Winds News. News Time at 2:33. Good evening. I'm Susan Richard. Once again, to recap for you in our continuous live coverage of the terror attacks on New York City and Washington, D.C., four commercial flights were hijacked yesterday. Two of the planes crashed into the Twin Towers, causing their eventual collapse. Another plane crashed into the Pentagon in Washington, and the fourth went down about 85 miles outside of Pittsburgh. The rescue and recovery effort is really just beginning to get underway. On Tuesday, it was simply too dangerous for crews to go into the area of the tower collapses. So as of now, we really have no idea just how many people were killed in what is undoubtedly the worst attack against our nation in our nation's history. Mayor Giuliani was hopeful yesterday evening that there were survivors in the rubble. The mayor and police commissioner Bernard Kerik confirmed that police had received cell phone calls from people trapped in the rubble. They also said the two Port Authority police officers were pulled from the debris alive. Earlier, the mayor himself almost got trapped in a nearby building.
We were using a ground floor area as a temporary command center so that we could be close to where the rescue efforts were taking place. And as we were setting up, when we were on the phone talking to the governor and the White House, and the building collapsed, and we had to evacuate through the basement. It was pretty dicey for a while.
And the mayor is urging people not to come into the city tomorrow unless it's absolutely necessary.
If you have to come into Manhattan because your business is essential, then obviously do it. The upper part of Manhattan will be open. But if tomorrow is a day in which you want to stay home and stay with your family and give comfort and support maybe to other people that have been affected by this, it would be a good day to do that.
Lower Manhattan will be closed off to everyone except essential personnel and residents. The mayor says the city will be open north of 14th Street. 300 members of the New York City Fire Department are missing. Among those lost in the disaster were First Deputy Commissioner William Feehan and Peter Gansey, Chief of Department. New York City Fire Commissioner Thomas Von Essen spoke about his fallen colleagues.
Chief Gansey, the same thing. Chief of Department, 34 years. Ray Downey, we just honored him with a dinner. Almost 40 years of service. World renowned for situations like this.
There is a phone number set up for information on missing firefighters and EMS personnel. It's 718-999-2541. Again, 718-999-2541. Winds News Time 2:36 here in the city. Word that public and parochial schools will be closed.
Students are being told to stay home from New York City schools until at least Thursday. But principals, assistant principals, psychologists, and social workers have to report to work to develop a plan for when the kids come back. Schools plan to have grief counselors on hand for any student who needs it and for trauma counseling. Tevin Taylor of PS 58 near Court Street in Brooklyn was close enough to the World Trade Center to be affected by this tragedy.
So they told me that in Manhattan there was a building that was on fire.
And the smoke was going to come into your classrooms. It was filling your classrooms? We were that close, huh?
Yeah, the smoke was going to come in our classroom, but we closed the window door.
Other kids lost loved ones in this tragedy or know people who were injured. A lot for them to digest, and counselors will be on hand when they come back to school on Thursday. Mona Rivera, 1010, Winds News.
Winds News Time 2:37. President Bush began his day in Florida speaking with school children and ended it at the White House after crisscrossing the country, moving locations throughout the day for his own safety. Air Force One touched down in D.C. at about 7 p.m., and shortly after, the president went on live TV to address the nation.
America was targeted for attack because we're the brightest beacon for freedom and opportunity in the world, and no one will keep that light from shining.
The president said terrorists can shake the foundation of our buildings, but they cannot shake the foundation of America. He also said our military is powerful and it's prepared, that our first priority is to get help to the injured. He says the search is underway for those behind these evil acts and that we will make no distinction between the terrorists and those who might harbor them. And the president's words were reiterated by other federal officials, Attorney General John Ashcroft.
These heinous acts of violence are an assault on the security of our nation. They are an assault on the security and the freedom of every American citizen. We will not tolerate such acts. We will expend every effort and devote all the necessary resources to bring the people responsible for these acts, these crimes, to justice.
Join Chiefs of Staff Henry Shelton.
Today we have watched the tragedy of an outrageous act of barbaric terrorism carried out by fanatics against both civilians and military people. Acts that have killed and maimed many innocent and decent citizens of our country.
Between 100 and 800 people are estimated dead in the attack at the Pentagon. Wins News Time at 2:39. While thousands of Palestinians celebrated the attacks in the U.S. today, Yasser Arafat deployed the incidents.
First of all, I am offering my condolences, the condolences of the Palestinian people to the American president. President Bush, to his government, to the American people, for this terrible act. We are completely shocked, unbelievable.
Many Palestinians were handing out candy in celebration of what some called a, quote, sweet situation. Once again, let's update you on some of these phone numbers. People have any questions in the city, there's a city hotline number to call. It's 212-560-2730. Again, 212-560-2730. Winds News Time, 2:40.
Clearly, we're in the middle of the worst ever act of terrorism directed at the United States on domestic soil.
Oh, my God, the building fell!
Describe what's going on out there. I mean, these bodies just coming a half hour later, still coming out of the goddamn sky. Devastating.
That's what it sounded like yesterday on 1010 Winds. And we got word yesterday evening that there are people alive in the rubble at what is left of the World Trade Center. Good evening. I'm Susan Richard. This is continuous live coverage on 1010 Winds of the terrorist attacks that took down the Twin Towers and hit the Pentagon as well on Tuesday. And we really have yet to witness the full impact of this tragedy that's most likely killed and injured possibly thousands of people. But there is word from the mayor and the police commissioner that there are people alive in the rubble. They say they know this because the police have received calls from people who are trapped who called them on their cell phones. The mayor did say that they have pulled two people out. Apparently, they are both police officers. And to recap yesterday's events, two hijacked aircrafts with passengers on board crashed into the two World Trade Center towers. The first crash happened shortly before 9 in the morning, and then just 18 minutes later, the second one. At about 10 o'clock, the South Tower came tumbling down, and at 10:28, the North Tower also came down. Shortly before 5:30 Tuesday afternoon, building number 7, a 47-story building in the World Trade Center complex, crashed as well because of a fire resulting from the earlier explosions. And in Washington, a hijacked plane crashed into the Pentagon. At least between 100 and 800 people are reported killed or injured in that incident. Winds News Time 2:41, the check on traffic and transit now from Jude Tamillo.
Susan, in New Jersey, we still have closures of the express lanes of eastbound Route 80 from exit 62 on to the George Washington Bridge. The local lanes are closed off at 95 and Fort Lee. Eastbound Route 4 remains closed off in the Englewood area. Eastbound 46 closed off in Fort Lee. And eastbound Route 3 is also shut down at the New Jersey Turnpike with no access from southbound 17 to Route 3. On 19, the northbound side closed off at the Pulaski Skyway. And as we take a look at the major Deegan Expressway, that's going to be closed on the southbound side right around the area of 230th Street. The southbound Henry Hudson Parkway shut down by the Henry Hudson Parkway Bridge. The George Washington Bridge, the outbound upper deck is open to traffic. The lower deck is closed at this time. Lincoln Tunnel, still no traffic allowed coming in or out of the city. And in Queens, on the Long Island Expressway, westbound closure from the Douglaston Parkway out to the Queens Midtown Tunnel, which is closed into Manhattan along with the 59th Street Bridge. Mass Transit, the New Jersey Transit System, has limited New York City service, limited path service into New Jersey. Metro North and Long Island Railroad saying they should have a normal schedule for today. And also, subways south of Canal Street remain shut down. Staten Island Ferry service only open to emergency services. They'll remain closed to the public at least through today. Alternate sign parking rules will be suspended, and all national air traffic remains suspended till at least 12 noon. I'm Jude Tamillo, Shadow Traffic on 1010 Winds.
Winds News Time 2:43. Let's get the latest now, a live update from 1010 Winds reporter Lisa Evers.
And Susan, let me tell you, I had an opportunity to walk close in down to Bessie Street and the West Side Highway, where the overpass that used to go across the West Side Highway from Battery Park City to what was the World Trade Center Towers, one stood, is completely collapsed into a big pile of rubble, a couple of stories high. And that's the focus of a lot of the rescue effort that's going on now. This is still a full-scale, very intense rescue effort, hundreds and hundreds of rescue workers. And what's going on is the construction cranes are there trying to dig holes and not holes through this, what remains of that overpass structure, because they can't, they think that there may be some people inside. One of the emergency rescue workers who was there said there were two people that were taken out alive several hours ago. They're hoping that there might be more. And one little bit of good news, they said that the construction was so good that some of the chunks are very, very big, so that's aiding them in trying to move it out. But the scene out here is incredible. We have all sorts of police officers, all sorts of firefighters, EMTs. And as you get closer and closer to the scene, just to see the devastation, to see the wreckage, and to see the rubble is very, very disturbing. And on the street, it's just like a sea of mud because this dust has mixed with the water that the firefighters use. So that mud, the bulldozers pushing it around, pushing around the rubble, trying to get into, to get to whoever might be inside and to try and get them out, hopefully get them out alive. But the energy, which is truly amazing here, the energy is not flagging on the part of these rescuers, some of whom have been at it since early this morning. It's very inspiring. They're keeping each other going. There are people walking around with sandwiches, water, coffee, giving it to them as they come out.
This is a CNN Radio special report. I'm Lee Guerin.
I think we've lost Lisa there, but what she was saying definitely confirms what we have been saying, that the mayor was saying late last night, which is that there is still hope, that there are people still alive in that rubble. Police reportedly got calls from people trapped in what's left of the Twin Towers from their cell phones, and two Port Authority police officers were pulled out alive yesterday evening. But the mayor did confirm that we lost a number of the city's top fire officials. Ray Downey was a chief of Special Operations Command, First Deputy Commissioner William Feehan, Chief of Department Peter Gansey, and Father Judge, the department chaplain, were all confirmed killed in the collapse. Earlier, the mayor urged New Yorkers not to act on any feelings of anger.
We have a lot of people in the city of all different backgrounds and all diverse religions, and they're not responsible for this. Whoever is responsible for this came from outside the city of New York. I'm sure the United States government will figure out who it is, and I'm sure we'll make an example out of them, as we should. But that should be left to the law enforcement authorities like the police and the FBI, the military, and not to the people of the city.
And the mayor is asking people to stay home tomorrow if you don't need to come into the city. He says the city will be open, however, north of 14th Street. Police Commissioner Bernard Carrick on the situation below 14th Street.
The only vehicles that will be allowed in those areas will be emergency vehicles, police, fire vehicles, National Guard, and anything authorized by the police department. There will be some vehicles in the morning that will have to get down there for deliveries of certain things that we're familiar with already. They will be allowed in, and residents. That's it.
New York City public schools will be closed, as will Catholic schools in the city. However, school's Chancellor Harold Levy is asking principals, guidance counselors, social workers, psychologists, anybody that would be on a crisis team to report to work to prepare plans to respond to the tragedy. Levy says that work will include coordinating crisis intervention and to arrange for grief counseling and other support services as well. And the school's chancellor was also encouraging parents to talk to their kids about what happened and to reassure them that they're safe. 1010 Winds reporter Carol DiOria spoke with a teacher from a city school who was faced with that task of explaining this to her young students.
For an adult, this terrorist attack can leave you speechless and angry. But imagine if you're a child. Sonia Zwemer is a teacher at St. Ignatius Loyola Elementary School on Park Avenue and 84th Street in Manhattan. And she spent her day trying to explain to the children what happened.
They were confused. They didn't really understand what was going on. They were sad for and concerned about people who worked in the building. A lot of them have parents, aunts, uncles, just friends, family that work in the building. So they were confused and scared and worried.
And she looked absolutely drained from the day as she walked off the Brooklyn Bridge. By the way, City Catholic schools are closed Wednesday. Carol DiOria, 1010 Winds in Brooklyn.
Winds News Time 2:48. President Bush arrived back at the White House around 7 o'clock Tuesday evening. The president was ushered around to various spots across the nation to ensure his own safety. The president addressed the nation just after 8:30. He said the images of what happened have filled us with sadness and anger, but that the terrorists have failed because our country is strong.
Today, our nation saw evil, the very worst of human nature, and we responded with the best of America, with the daring of our rescue workers, with the caring for strangers and neighbors who came to give blood and help in any way they could.
The president said, quote, terrorists can shake the foundation of our buildings, but they cannot shake the foundation of America. He says no one will keep our nation's light from shining. The president also said our military is powerful and that it's prepared. And he says the search is underway for those behind these evil acts and that we'll make no distinction between the terrorists and those who might harbor them. Bush asked for the nation's prayers for those who grieve and quoted the 23rd Psalm. He says none of us will forget this day, but we go forward to defend freedom. In a briefing from Washington, other officials also vowed to track down and root out those terrorists who carried out this attack. General Henry Shelton, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff.
I think this is indeed a reminder of the tragedy and the tragic dangers that we face day in and day out, both here at home as well as abroad. I would tell you up front, I have no intentions of discussing today what comes next, but make no mistake about it, your armed forces are ready.
Shelton said the full resources of the Department of Justice are being deployed to investigate the attacks. He also says despite the attack on the Pentagon building, it will be open for business tomorrow. The FAA said earlier no planes will fly anywhere in the country until at least noon later today. Winds News Time 2:50. Let's update you on these phone numbers that you may or may not need, but we will give them to you. In any case, there's a city hotline to answer any questions that you might have. 212-560-2730. Again, 212-560-2730. If you're looking for a lost loved one, the NYPD has set up two new numbers. They are 866-856-4167. Again, 866-856-4167. And the other number is a 212. It's 212-741-4626. Again, 212-741-4626. Also, the NYPD is asking that all civilian members of the department please report to work as scheduled later this morning. Be aware of that. Winds News Time 2:51. It's time to update you on the traffic and transit situation with Jude Tumillo.
Susan, in Queens now, the southbound side of the Van Wyck, all lanes are closed from the Grand Central Parkway out to the Nassau Express. We have a closure, too, of the westbound Belt Parkway at Kennedy Airport. Traffic is using the service road and the westbound Long Island Expressway. Closed coming out of Nassau County straight out to the Queens Midtown Tunnel. It's coming from Nassau into Queens. Stay with the Northern or the Southern State Parkways. The Brooklyn, Manhattan, Williamsburg Bridges, Brooklyn Battery Tunnel all closed in both directions. The inbound Gowanus shut down to the Prospect Expressway on the 1010 Winds Jam Cam. We also have a closure of the BQE both ways between the Battery Tunnel and the Long Island Expressway. At the Staten Island bound Goddard's Bridge, Bayonne Bridge, and Outer Bridge Crossing are all closed right now. We have the Holland and Lincoln Tunnel still closed in both directions. And on the George Washington Bridge, the outbound upper level is open to traffic. It is the lower deck that is closed right now. And in New Jersey, we find closures of eastbound Route 3 of the Jersey Turnpike. Also on eastbound 4, all lanes shut down in the Englewood area, and eastbound 46 also closed in Fort Lee. As we check the 1010 Winds Transit Desk, New Jersey Transit has limited New York City service, limited path service into New Jersey at this time. Metro North and the Long Island Railroad saying a normal day for today. Subway south of Canal Street will be shut down. Staten Island Ferry only open to emergency services and will remain closed to the public at least for today. Alternate sign parking rules will be suspended for today. National air traffic remains suspended till at least 12 noon. I'm Jude Tumillo, Shadow Traffic on 1010 Winds.
All right, thank you, Jude. Winds News Time at 2:52. You are listening to continuous live coverage of the terrorist attacks today on both New York City and Washington, D.C. Here at 1010 Winds, we know that many folks have been staying with us throughout the day. As a matter of fact, I walked through Central Park today and a concession stand was blaring 1010 Winds. So we're quite aware that radio is portable and you've got us, literally, you could have us right in your purse. And we know that and we appreciate your sticking with 1010 Winds throughout this crisis situation. Here's what's going on. Mayor Giuliani said yesterday evening that he was hopeful that there were survivors among the debris. And there's There's word that there are. City officials confirmed that the police had received cell phone calls from people trapped in the rubble. They also said the two police officers had been pulled out alive. But they spoke of fatalities as well. More on that from 1010 Winds reporter Glenn Shuck.
The fire department is mourning the potential loss of some 300 firefighters, including several top brass that maybe have been lost fighting this fire. Among them, Deputy Chief Ray Downey, Deputy Chaplain Father Michael Judge, Chief of Department Peter Ganchi, and First Deputy Commissioner Bill Feehan. Commissioner Thomas Von Essen devastated by this loss.
We've got over 300 people that are missing that we can't account for. We believe that many of them are gone.
And Police Commissioner Carrick says the NYPD is searching for 32 of their own lost somewhere in the debris. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds at the Mayor's Command Center.
Now, city officials said later today engineers will inspect what is left of the Twin Towers to make sure that it's safe enough for rescuers to go in. That was the problem on Tuesday, as witnessed by Trade Center Building Number 7, which collapsed at about 5:20 yesterday afternoon. In addition, those plumes of smoke and that horrible soot that was blowing all over the place and is really still all over the place made it virtually impossible for rescuers to do their job. No school Wednesday for New York City school kids.
New York City schools will be closed for at least one day in the wake of the World Trade Center attack, but not closed for everyone. Principals, assistant principals, psychologists, social workers all have been told to report to work to develop a grief counseling and crisis intervention plan. That's because some kids saw the World Trade Center towers collapse. Others, like 9-year-old Tevin Taylor of PS 58 in Court Street in Brooklyn, may have been traumatized. He saw smoke filling his classroom and immediately felt scared.
I was thinking about my mother, that if she's okay at work because of the smoke spreading out everywhere because it'll wind.
You saw the smoke and heard what was going on?
Well, I haven't heard what was going on, but the man, the janitor at school, he said to close the windows because the smoke, it will come in.
This is the kind of memory affecting school kids which may require counseling, so crisis teams will be on hand when schools reopen on Thursday. Mona Rivera, 1010 Winds News.
Winds News Time, 2:55. 1010 Winds reporter Juliet Papa was in Lower Manhattan this morning talking with eyewitnesses.
Will Phillips and Anthony Zicardo were right across the street when the first tower toppled.
Glass shattering, and we're coming down straight. All this glass was coming down. The top was just literally going right into the ground, and stuff was falling out.
It looked like it was going to fall right on top of you.
They ran and managed to get towels from a nearby gym to cover their faces. Others who saw the rubble described it as looking like World War III, death and destruction everywhere. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds in Lower Manhattan.
1010 Winds reporter Al Jones.
A huge pile of rubble where once was the world's largest office building complex. Eugene Foti was inside the Twin Towers when the first plane struck. He was outside when the first tower fell.
As soon as the top dropped, the bottom just came with it. And it was just, I mean, my assumption is I didn't hear an explosion from the bottom, but from seeing the impact of the plane come in, crash into it, it crashed in the middle of the building. And that's what I'm assuming caused structural damage, but to bring down the rest of the building. But it's just a fact that I've something straight out of the movie.
And it's also something that Foti and others look at with shock and wonderment. They now look down the street and see nothing. The majestic landmarks now reduced to rubble. Al Jones, 1010 Winds in Lower Manhattan.
Winds News Time, 2:57. At various points today, the only way you could get out or into the city was by walking over a bridge. That part of the story from 1010 Winds reporter Carol Dioria.
The weary look on some of the faces of folks as they walk off the Brooklyn Bridge is in itself upsetting to see. The most pained look is on the faces of some of the volunteers. People like Brian Ramos and Ramik Mack. They had been working at a construction site on 14th Street when they just dropped what they were doing when the attack occurred, and they started to walk south to help.
It's nothing that you do for glory. You do because you feel it in your heart.
We must have built at least good, at least I would say 200-300 stretches. And they're still being made. And those stretches, I don't really think they're going to be for pulling out anyone that's alive.
So they actually got pretty close, and it was really upsetting to see the number of dead bodies. It was overwhelming. Carol DiIore, 1010 Winds, at the foot of the Brooklyn Bridge in Brooklyn.
Winds News Time 258. 1010 Winds reporter Sandy Klein was with some of the rescue workers who were helping out the injured in New Jersey.
Jersey City Medical Center went on Code 1 alert this morning. That's for an external disaster, and what a disaster it was. Patients were ferried to this facility. They were taken across the Hudson, and then ambulances picked them up on the Jersey City side. The building's auditorium turned into the minor injury treatment room. One of the emergency room doctors who had been treating patients said this is the worst catastrophe she's ever seen. Lynn McFarlane is the director of public affairs for the hospital, and she talks about how the facility pulled itself together.
Well, when we first heard about the disaster, we knew that we had to pull all of our personnel together. We put our code 1 in alert and called in all of our medical staff as well as support staff. We're just all working together, from our webmaster signing up people coming in to volunteers coming in from the community as well as our regular volunteers.
Most of the patients here were treated for smoke inhalation burns, upper body contusions. 143 people have been seen at this facility. Sandy Klein, 1010 Winds News at the Jersey City Medical Center.
Winds News Time 259. New York's two senators, Charles Schumer and Hillary Clinton, vowed to help in any way possible they can. Senator Schumer spoke to President Bush today. Senator Clinton vowed that those responsible would be caught.
To the families of those who may have losses, and so many calls we received today from people who couldn't find loved ones, didn't know where they were. We feel your pain. I know for an hour I couldn't find my daughter, whose high school is in the shadow of the World Trade Center.
There is absolutely no need for anyone anywhere to panic. This has been carried out in an orderly and effective manner, but we have a lot of work ahead of us, and that work includes the identifying of those who are responsible for this cowardly and evil act, and holding them accountable wherever they might be, however long it would take.
Governor Pataki issued a statement calling for everyone to say a prayer. You're listening to continuous live coverage of the terror attacks on New York City and Washington, D.C. This is 1010 Winds, WINN.